하나님의 말씀은
Today's God's word is from Matthew chapter 27 verse 11 to 26. 하나님의 말씀은 Today's message is from Matthew chapter 27 verse 11 to 26. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? Yes, it is, as you say, Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you? But Jesus made no reply, not even a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the feast to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At the time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ? For he knew it was out of the envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, Don't have anything to do with the innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. Which of the two do you want me to release to you? Asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered. What shall I do then with Jesus who is called Christ? Pilate asked. They all answered, Crucify him. Why? What crime has he committed? Asked the Pilate. But they shouted all together, Crucify him. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. I am innocent of this man's blood. He said, It is your responsibility. All the people answered, Let his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Amen. To receive the grace, let's pray all together. To experience miraculous work during this time. For the overseer, for all of us, let's pray all together. God our Father, today you have called us to keep the Holy Lord's Day, and we have obeyed. Thank you for your grace. By the time of Jesus' second coming, make none of us forsake the Holy Day for the sake of our souls. Make all of us be devoted to Jesus this coming March, this March. We are praying for the church to overcome the hardships. Please help us. In the name of Jesus, we prayed. Amen. As I said before, this outline, sermon outline, is the basic concept of today's message. The fundamental, the concept of the sermon. This is like the dictionary of the sermon. And the church have collected all the series of the sermon online, making books. So each verses of this outline is like the contents of that dictionary. So this is a very precious dictionary for you. So please read carefully every Lord's Day, and you have to be able to digest these contents. We read the Bible and we understand it. And based on these passages in the Bible, from the Genesis to the Revelation, all the related the contents, and this is the summarized version of the scriptures. And based on this outline, you listen to the sermon. So by the scriptures and by this outline, by the sermon, you are listening to the message three times. This is what other churches cannot do. No other churches around the world. Only our church does this. So for the last 40 and 50 years, we have tried our best to understand the main concept of each sermon. Right before the Elijah was about to be taken by the Lord, but Elisha followed whenever Elijah went. He did not follow his teacher Elijah by his appearance or by his characters. He was not attracted to the appearance of the Elijah. But what was the reason? Because Elisha desired to gain the double portion of the spirit of Elijah. Are you following me just because I am good-looking? Why are you following me? But some of the people who used to follow me by my appearance, they were all collapsed in their faith. Just because I am good-looking, but since I have the inspirations, and to gain this inspirations, that's why you come here, and that's why you desire to understand the message. Some people will say to me, "Live longer, Pastor." But why should I live longer? What you need is the inspirations. Please listen carefully to this message of inspiration. Let's say, "Lord, give me inspiration." So in the time of the Old Testament, there was no working of the Holy Spirit. They sowed the inspirations. But the Holy Spirit Himself is the inspiration. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you are filled with the Holy, you are filled with the inspirations. So the inspiration of the working of the Holy Spirit, you have to gain that. You have to desire for it. Let's read today's outline. God is absolutely perfect. He fulfilled everything He wished for His Son, was glorified and saved mankind. Jesus was sentenced to death to be crucified. The cross represents death. It is a tree, of course. At the moment, the King of Jews died, and the Son of God was raised to life. The law was destroyed, and the truth resurrected. The sin of mankind was destroyed, and the righteousness of God was raised to life. The first Adam died, and the last Adam was raised to life. The first covenant was abolished and a new covenant established. The innocent Nazarene was put to death by Pilate, but by the Holy Spirit, he has resurrected inside those who believe in the gospel. Who is living in the church? It is Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, the Savior of our souls. Who is the Lord of our families? It is Jesus who died on the cross and rose again. He is the everlasting life who rules over our souls. Jesus rules by the power of the Holy Spirit. This historical truth is God's eternal picture of will, which was fulfilled both in heaven and on earth. Amen. God is absolutely perfect. Do not just listen without any thinking, but you have to be immersed in the message with your thirst, with a hunger, just as the beast desire to prey on the other animals, just as the beast seek for water. The children are studying in the school. They are sitting in front of the teacher, but since they don't understand, since they don't remember what the teachers are saying, so on the days of the exam, they are failed. That's why they are failed after the graduations. Even after that, they are not employed by the companies because they were not diligent in getting something in their educations. God is absolutely perfect. He doesn't have any flaw. He's flawless. Now the people in the world are very resistant against God. Why people should die? Why people should be cursed? They blamed God on the cursed situation of the mankind. They complaining like, if God exists, why this kind of the curses happen? If there were God, and He would not be flawless. He would not be perfect. It is their assertion. But we believers believe that He is absolutely perfect. In the universe, before the creation of the universe, even before the creation of the spiritual world, the heaven, there was will. The will had existed from the eternity. God predestined His will before the creations. He is not bound in the time. He does not start His work the time by time. He does not change His will. Even before the creations, before the time of eternity, in the beginning was the Word. The Word itself. Word Himself is the picture of God's will. Word Himself is the will of God. So the Word Himself is God. And the Word has not changed. The Word has never changed. When we look into the Bible, we can get the understanding that believe that God is absolutely perfect. God has accomplished His will from the time of eternity. Even Jesus cried to His Father, I want this cup passed through me. That was crying of the Son to the Father. But God didn't answer for the prayer. Jesus said, not my will, not according to my will, but to your will. God the Father loved the Son. The Son was about to be dead and on the viewpoint of mankind. It was sad, but the death of Jesus was the accomplishment of the will that was predestined from the eternity. And that's what we have to believe. We believe the God's work. But some people would say, they don't believe God. They don't believe the will of God. So what was the result of the unbelief? They perish. And they were predestined to perish. The God surely said, if you eat of the fruit of good and evil, you will surely die. You will surely die. God does not cancel that commandment, because that commandment was set before the eternity. That's why He does not change His word and commandment. So God did not save us by canceling His commandment. His word, you will surely die, will be achieved. So Jesus was sent as like the medicine, vaccine for us to be saved. And those who believe in Him will be saved like the vaccines. That's why God sent to Jesus the Son to the world. But if some people do not believe in the Son, they will perish. It is not because God revenged unbelievers that they don't believe. Just because they don't believe, that's why they perish. They are to perish. Even 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 says, those who do not believe are predestined to have disbelief against God. So their perishing was belongs to the will of the God which was predestined before the eternity. But if you want to be saved, go to Jesus and believe in Him. Then what you believe? Jesus is the image of God. He is the image of God. Believe in that first. This is the gospel. You have to believe in Him. Those who believe will be saved, and those who do not will perish. So for us, Jesus came to the world to save the people, those who believe. And we have to know the baptism. The baptism is about the moving from unbelief to the belief. So baptism is the experience of the faith. So Christianity is the religion of the experience. That which we believe, By Jesus Christ, we are united. We came into Jesus. And we confess that faith through baptism. So our flesh experienced being immersed in the water in the baptism. And spiritually, we are born again by the Holy Spirit. And John the Baptist baptized the people at a time. The people at the time could confess that they are sinners. They were sinners. But they were not saved because they couldn't be reborn by the Holy Spirit. But now, we, confess that the Jesus died for our sins when we baptized in the water and we experienced it. And also, and then by the Holy Spirit, we are born again. That's why the Jesus said, you have to be born again by the water and the Spirit. You have to be born again by the water and the Holy Spirit. Our faith does not belong to religion, does not belong to any philosophy, but it's about experience. So by being Baptist, we are totally alienated from the past. We are not connected with the past. We totally buried our past because we have been born again by the Holy Spirit. So after the time of the baptism, we can call God our Father, Abba Father. Think about the hypocrisy. The actors in plays, they wept according to the script. They just follow the script. But we are not doing like that. We do believe. So we have received the justification of God that we can call God our Father. So now you here, you were baptized. Check yourself whether you are totally free from the past. You have to be absolutely free from the past. Because you are a new being. We don't belong to the past, but we are the new creations. We are the children of God. We are able to call God our Father as a new person. So what kind of the people are approved as the children of God? Those who are justified by God. Those who are justified by God. But you're now, as a Baptist, in the church, in the worship service, but now, you are bound in the law. It's like a dog bound with a chain. You are not free from the law. A few days ago, in the news media, a dog was bound in a tree. He stayed under the tree for 3 days because he was bound with a chain to the tree. He couldn't move like that. Many of you are bound. You are bound in the law, although you believe in the Jesus, but at the same time, you are just distinguishing good and evil in your heart. You are thinking of the good and evil. This is good, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. That's how you are under the guilty conscience. In proportion to the amount of knowledge that you know the good and evil, you are under the pressure of the guilty conscience, and you are in fear. That's why you can't step forward by faith. But this is what religious people do. This is what those who are under the law do. So the Bible says, the law of the life of the Holy Spirit freed you. What is the law? The judging between the good and evil is the law, is the duty of the law. What is the power of the law? Sin. What does the sin sting? Death. Law makes the people sinners, making them sinners. Like that, you come to the church, you claim to be a good Christian, but at the same time, in your heart, you just judge good and evil. What you know is in your heart is just judging the good and evil. But if you receive the grace for sure, you are now bound with this conscience. You just remain those who receive the grace. So how do we know that we have received the grace? By the Holy Spirit, God has given us the grace. So by believing Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit by grace. So the Holy Spirit only make you reborn and making you the person of the Holy Spirit. So those who receive the grace does not claim to be the sinners. And those children of God are not pressured with judging the good and evil. They just have the gratitude of the gratitude. So even the Paul the Apostle said, I abandon what I had before. I only proceed. And you have to be the people who receive the grace. But now, in the past, you were filled with the pleasure that you received the Holy Spirit. But suddenly your joy is gone. So then, you're just trying to return to the time when you received the grace. It is not possible. The Bible says, once you join in the working of the Holy Spirit, but if once you are corrupted, and Jesus should be crucified once again to make those kind of the people renewed. That's what the Hebrews chapter 6 said. And the same book, chapter 10, it says, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, believing Jesus, receiving grace, but if you deliberately commit the sins, if you return back to the law, there's no sacrificial offering for your sins. You'll be in the fear of going into the lake of the fire. So it is a fearful if you are thrown into the hand of the God. Why don't you receive grace? Those who are able to judge the good and evil, they appear to be good people. They appear to be kind. But that's what you can even without Jesus. All the unbelievers, even in the countryside, all the people can judge the good and evil. That's a religion. That's just a conscience. Religion is conscience. But what I'm saying to you is, receive grace. Be alive. Jesus said, I am the life and the resurrection. Do you believe me? You have to believe in the life. Dear my beloved people, please receive grace. Receive grace. By the Holy Spirit, by receiving the Holy Spirit in you, your characteristics, in the past you are pressured by the guilty conscience, but now you have the hope for the heaven. You are filled with the hope of the heaven, and the demons know that. Then that's why the demons are trembled when you have the hope. One demon once said to Paul the apostle, and the some sons of the priest at the time imitated Paul's the demon expulsion, but they failed. But Jesus said, if I drive out demons from you by the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God already comes upon you. So you have to experience it. Why our church has been persecuted, has been in trouble. The doctrines and denomination does not accept this experience. And some congregation of the church are fallen into the democracy in the church. So these denominations, doctrines, out of these things, we are proceeding to the theocentrism. So we are separate from any other church or any other denominations. I have just followed this Bible. Just Jesus said, these sounds will follow, and the Lord will work on you. We have to practice what Jesus has commanded us, for sure. We do not belong to the denomination just as such as the Presbyterians. We does not have any similarity with them. They are just bound with their the doctrines and their theology. And they just compromise in understanding and interpreting the Bible. That's how they made their own doctrine based on the humanisms. That's why they don't follow this experience in the Bible. But now, we are not the same with them. We follow the Bible. We are the same with the Bible. You have to know this. We are the same with the Bible. They claim that their doctrine is different with the that of ours. Yes, we are different. But according to the Bible, which side is right? They don't have any answer for that question. By the Holy Spirit, we have had experiences. Likewise, our faith should be clear, very clear. Say, why was Jesus crucified? Why? To save us. On the cross that on which Jesus was crucified, there was a sign. It reads, the King of the Jews. In Greeks, in Romans, and in Hebrews, the phrase was written, the King of the Jews, the King of the Jews. Why was it written as the King of the Jews? And the Pilate asked Jesus, are you the King of the Jews? Yes, you're right. Yes, I am. Do not be ignorant, but listen carefully. Be thirsty for this message. Jesus was the King of the Jews. Why? He was from Nazareth.
그는 마리아와 마리아의 남편인 요셉, 요셉의 아들이라고 그렇게 목수의 아들이라고 목수의 아들이라고 사람들이 이렇게 알고 있어요.
He was known as the son of the Joseph the carpenter. He was known as the son of the Joseph in the Jewish family. And the Joseph,
다윗의 아주 이 정통 뿌리입니다.
Joseph was the direct descendant of the David, according to the genealogy of the David. So from the David to the Josiah, through the 14 generations, but after the time of the Josiah, the Israel and the kingship of the Israel disappeared because of the exile to the Babylon. So if the kingship of Israel had been maintained, the Jesus would have been the king. That's why the Jesus was called as the son of David. The son of David means the king of Israel. So Jesus died means Jesus' death means the death of the king of the Jews. The cross is a tree of curse, which represents punishment, death, and curse. No one likes the cross, since it is the tree of curse. That's why the people of Israel asked Pilate to crucify Jesus. The Jews at the time wanted to remove the name of Jesus among the Jews and Greeks and Romans. That's why they asked the Pilate to crucify Jesus. So Jesus' death means the king of the Jews died. But the king of the Jews can never save us. As the son of David, he died, right? But after his death, what was resurrected? It is the Son of God who was raised to life. What do we know through the cross? The king of the Jews died, for sure. The son of David surely died, but it's not the son of the David who saved us, but it is the son of God who saved us. The son of God saved us. If the son of David will be the savior, and then the David or the Joseph will be the savior at the same time, but no, it is the son of God who was raised to life. Who has resurrected in ourselves? It is the Son of God who was raised to life in us. Who died on the cross? The law was destroyed on the cross. The law was given through Moses, and the grace and truth has been given through Jesus Christ, according to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 17. In the same sense, all the commandments of the law were given through Moses. There were numerous kinds of the commandments in the law, which make you fearful. And the summary of the law is the Ten Commandments, which is so fearful in our spiritual lives. So the law and the Ten Commandments can make our flesh holy. But the commandments can never save us. That's why it is called the fleshly law. So the people of Israel were not of a spiritual. Their flesh were separate from the world, but their souls were not saved by the law. Salvation has been given only through Jesus Christ. So the law was totally destroyed on the cross. And Jesus claimed, by the time of the John the Baptist, the law and the prophets are finished. But some will say, claim to believe, they are bound with the law and the Ten Commandments because they are focused on the judging the good and evil. But even the law and the commandments can make you sinners. Because Jesus said, all the sins under the law will be saved, will be forgiven. But if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, you will not be saved. You will not be forgiven. And the law and the commandments of the Moses were destroyed on the cross. But it is the truth that resurrected. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. It is not the judgment of the good and evil. It is not the guilty conscience, but Jesus in us. Which one is greater between the Jesus and the guilty conscience? But the most of you are blocked by the guilty conscience. They just follow the guilty conscience. They lead their spiritual lives according to their guilty conscience, which is a sad thing. So the truth should be resurrected in you. So only the grace, Jesus, should be resurrected in us. And on the cross, the sin of the mankind was destroyed. Why the righteousness of God was raised to life? The righteousness of God. No matter what kind of sins you have committed, the righteousness of God should be greater in you. If you consider your sin, you can never be the children of God. But by receiving the grace of God, by the power of grace, with the glory of God, you can call God your Father as a children of God. That means the righteousness of God should be raised to life in you. The righteousness of God, which means, in other words, the merits of Jesus. We have the Holy Communion. Why? To commemorate the merits of Jesus. For example, in the case of Korea, there are many arguments about what year is the establishment of Korea. Independent movement, March 1st, or the August 15th, the Liberation Day. Between the two dates, there have been many arguments. And the former president, many administration, the former president claimed that the Liberation Day is the establishment of Korea, but the recent president claimed the other. But that's really important for our Korean citizen. It is a very important issue. In my case, in my opinion, Simuwon In my opinion, my own opinion, Liberation Day on August 15 is the establishment of Korea, not the independent movement, the march on March 1st. Why? Now Korea Republic is the state of liberation. In the Independence Day, independent movement, there was no reparations. They just sought for liberation. I approve it. But for now, recent Korean Republic is, what is the spirit of the Korea? Is the spirit of freedom. Because the North Korea, since the North Korea has no freedom, if they have the freedom, North Korea will be abolished. But the South Korea, Korea should be based on the establishment of the freedom. Culture, education, all the fields of the Korea should be founded on the cornerstone of the freedom. Freedom. Since we have the freedom, we can have the freedom of the faith. You can make your money. You can prosper. Since you have the private freedom, and you can move to the local to local, but it is not possible in North Korea. North Korean citizens can never move freely. But we do have the freedom in Korea. We should protect this freedom for the sake of our Christianity faith. So it was on the date of the August 15th, the Liberation Day, that the Korea laid the foundation of the freedom. So we were baptized and born again once. And we are to commemorate Jesus in the Holy Communion every Lord's Day. Every Lord's Day we met to share the blood, to share the cup and the bread according to the book of Acts. Why? We have to commemorate the reason why Jesus died, and we have to preach the death of Jesus to others. But if you are ignorant about this, you are just drinking and eating your sins, and you will blaspheme against Jesus Christ. That's what the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 20, verse 26 says. So whenever we gather in the church, just as all the fields of the Korea are based on the freedom, the spirit of the freedom, and the cornerstone of the Korea, all the parts, all the fields of the Korea should be based on the freedom. That's the must of the Korean citizen, freedom. So in the same sense, whenever we meet every week, being refreshed, being renewed, we have to commemorate the death of, by the death of Jesus, our sin and the law, all the covenant and all the commandments were all abolished, and by the resurrection of Jesus, we are raised to life. And we have to commemorate this every week. But the most of the people in the church, they don't commemorate this. But this is called a Lord, Lord, because they were in troubles. Just to be relieved in their emotions. Just as otherworldly people cry before the idols. Yes, by crying, you can be relieved. But that's not what we do. So what we must not forget is commemorate the Jesus Just as the all fields of the career are based on the spirit of the freedom. North Korea does not have any freedom of the faith. They don't have the freedom of the faith. That's why there's no Christianity in the land of North Korea. It is totally impossible in the land of North Korea. So, if we do not commemorate the blood of Jesus, it is actually nothing. In prayer, in evangelism, even in our business, we have to start from this point. So, the first Adam died. The Adam was destined to die eternally. We, all of us, are the descendant of Adam, but Adam died on the cross. But the last Adam, Jesus, was raised to life in us. We are no longer the descendant of the first Adam, but as the children of God, we are the children of God in Jesus. And the first covenant was abolished on the cross. So all the law, all the commandments were abolished by the cross. But at the same time, God set the new covenant in us. So without the blood, there was no covenant. Only by the blood, new covenant can be set in us. So in the time of the first covenant, whenever they are given the commandment of God, they are to sprinkle the blood of the beast. But we don't do that. But by the blood of Jesus, we make ourselves holy. And now we are in the new covenant. This is what we have to possess. So, even though the Nazarene was dead by the Pilate, but the Son of God was resurrected in those who believe. You should figure this out for sure. So when Jesus was sentenced to death, me myself, the first Adam, was sentenced to death. But the Son of God, the righteous of God, Jesus was raised to life in us. So the truth and the righteousness of God should be raised to life in us. The Holy Spirit guarantees these facts. So in the congregations, who should believing in Jesus by the Holy Spirit? So Jesus said, I am leaving you. You will not see me. But for a little while, you will see me again. Because I in you, just as I in the Father, and I will reveal myself to you. By the death of Jesus, you can never see Jesus, but for a little while, by the Holy Spirit, I will be in you, and you will know it. The world will not see it, nor knows it, but you do know it, because I'm in you, because the Holy Spirit is in you. Without experience, there's no hope. So therefore, even your family members, who should be the governor of your family members? Jesus should be the governor. It is not you who control all the family members. There are many thoughts and opinions among the family members, but we should follow the will of the Lord Jesus. So there are many the will of the Lord in the Bible. Let's say,
Oh my soul, follow the Lord Jesus. Oh my soul, follow the Lord Jesus. Oh my soul, follow the Lord Jesus. Be the person of the Holy Spirit who received the grace. Let's say, all my soul, be the person of the Holy Spirit by receiving the grace. All my soul, be the person of the Holy Spirit by receiving the grace. All my soul, be the person of the Holy Spirit by receiving grace. More than anything else, you should be the one who received the Holy Spirit and grace. Without the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you are remained bound with the law. It is like the dog who is the trash again. You will follow the flesh. If you follow the flesh, you will be abolished. You will perish. You should follow the Holy Spirit. Stand up. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, by the fullness of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the grace, not the anything else. Do not pray nothing but the grace of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray all together. Jesus died on the cross. We should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus was sentenced to death on the cross, that we should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray louder. Pray more earnestly.